Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The 2023 open enrollment period for Alaskans under the Affordable Care Act opened registration on November 1st and runs through January 15th of 2023. Eligible Alaskans can select from a wide variety of comprehensive health care insurance options under the Affordable Care Act. New enrollment, re-enrollment, or changes to plans should be completed before January 15th of 2023. For the current enrollment period, the United Way is offering a statewide free assistance accepting both walk-ins and appointments in Anchorage, the Matsu Borough, Fairbanks, and the Kenai Peninsula. Virtual consultations are also available across the state. Jane Straits of the United Way discussed employer coverage.
We want people to know that if you have an offer of coverage for dependents from your employer and it's not affordable, now you could have access to the tax credits that make the ACA insurance affordable, and we can help you figure that out.
Assistance is also available at healthcare.org. Statewide issues were discussed on KSRM's coverage of Decision 2022, focused on the House District 7 race. The Wednesday evening radio forum focused on the race to fill a two-year term seat for the Alaska House District 7. Justin Rufford spoke on issues impacting the state of Alaska and the Kenai Peninsula in advance of the general election on Tuesday, November 8th. Incumbent Ron Gillum, invited to attend the forum, was not in attendance. The subjects discussed included ranked choice voting, mandatory vaccines, party politics, AKLNG, seniors, printed fund dividend, and labor shortages. If you missed the forum, you can find the full audio on our website at radiokenai.com on the news story, as well as under podcasts. The final event of Soldana's Alaska Startup Week, Spark Soldana, returns with a Shark Tank-style event and an opportunity for a $4,000 cash prize awarded to a Soldana new or established entrepreneur. Spark Soldana is designed to encourage local businesses and would-be business operators to present new or enhanced business products or ideas with the possibility of advancing to the Shark Tank event. Shannon Davis, executive director of the Soldana Chamber of Commerce, described the Spark Soldana event.
This is a scholarship opportunity for existing businesses or startup businesses to present a new or enhanced business idea to the Soldana Chamber Sharks, who are business leaders in the community. Basically, you just fill out a very simple application form that tells us what your idea is for enhancing or starting up a new business.
Interested applicants must complete the online application no later than November 7th at 5 p.m. Applications will be reviewed by the Soldana Chamber Task Force, made up of community business leaders. Selected applicants must be prepared to present their business idea and or product in person to the Spark Soldana Business Scholarship Selection Committee the evening of Friday, November 18th. One single winner will receive a $4,000 cash prize to help their turn their business idea into reality. You can find a link to the application on the story at radiokenai.com. Statewide issues were discussed as KSRM's coverage of Decision 2022 focused on the Senate District C race. The Wednesday evening radio forum focused on the race to fill a four-year term seat for the Alaska Senate District D. Tuckerman Babcock, Jesse Bjorkman, and Andy Cizik spoke on issues impacting the state of Alaska and the Kenai Peninsula in advance of the general election on Tuesday, November 8th. There is no incumbent in this race. The subjects discussed include ranked choice voting, long-term fiscal plan, constitutional convention, education, senior citizen and people on fixed incomes, sustaining our halibut, salmon, and crab fisheries, and gas prices. If you missed the forum, you can hear it in its entirety on the story at radiokenai.com. You can also find it under podcasts at radiokenai.com. KSRM News has featured four forums over the past week. You'll find them under podcast at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.